Hi, it's Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm a top-rated life coach, an international best-selling author, and a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I'm on a mission to help you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. The experts on this show will help you achieve work-life balance so that you can experience abundance in seven pillars of life: spirituality, health, emotions, romance, mindset, social, and financial life. When you have all seven pillars of life in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Let's go. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We are taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman, and I just want to thank all of you guys for supporting the show. We have been consistently rated in the top 1% in self-help, and it's because of our wonderful listeners sharing the show and sharing the message with their friends that you don't have to go through life burned out and overwhelmed. You can actually have balance, beauty, and abundance and a beautiful flowing life. And we have an expert who is actually an MD, and she is going to speak into the subject and the intention of the whole show. Let me talk about her a little bit so you understand her fabulous background. Welcome to the show, Tomi.
Thank you for having me, Rebecca.
Great to have you here. So Dr. Tomi Mitchell is a board certified family physician and wellness and performance coach. She is the host of the podcast, The Mental Wellness Show. She empowers individuals to adopt healthier lifestyles and integrate high performance habits. She has been featured in publications like USA Today, OK Magazine, Thrive Global Magazine, and on the TV news show, The Las Vegas Morning Blend. She is an executive contributor and writer in Brains Magazine. So Dr. Tomi, I know I've been researching you and learning about your story. I would love for you to share with my audience your own personal journey with burnout and overwhelm and how you chose this. There's so many areas of medicine to go into. Why are you so passionate about teaching people to get out of burnout and into a highly high-performance flowing life? So I'll let you tell your story in your own words.
Thank you for the introduction. So burnout, I'm passionate about it because it was personal to me. I have experienced burnout. And I see burnout more of a symptom than actually just a diagnosis. We don't just happen to stumble across burnout. And I'll give you a little bit of background for myself. I am a physician, which you know, I'm also a high achiever who took on a lot, go big, go home. So as an entrepreneur, multi-business, multiple serial business owner, I took on a lot. Then motherhood happened with its challenges. And for me, it was complications with pregnancy, near-death experiences for me and my daughter while running a busy medical practice, employing staff and having 15 mouths, so to speak, that depended on me. Then 2019, well, COVID happened, everything that happened, that was when it was too much. So I acknowledge Superwoman is burnt out, is exhausted. So I took a break and I really got to honor myself for once, because so often as women and men too, we have this, I can have everything I want when I want it. I can do it. I got this. But you can only do that for so long, and you truly can't have everything you want at the same time. You have to pick and choose what is most important. And sometimes we put our health on the back burner and our sanity on the back burner, and we crack. And then we say, oh my goodness, I'm burnt out, I need a break. But burnout is so much more, like I said, and we can definitely get into that. So that is one of the reasons I'm passionate. And then also seeing my patients struggle through life, oftentimes the only time they would actually take a break and ask for help was when work was stressing them out, they were exhausted or had a major surgery, heart surgery or something. But by the end of the day, they were burnt out. There were signs that they missed, checkpoints with themselves that they missed. And well, guess what? My goal is to help them. And the help is not a big band-aid. help is holistic. Help is looking at their whole life and the parts of their life. Like, obviously, finances is part of it. Work is part of it. So are relationships. So is your emotional wellness. So is physical wellness. So really looking at a person, an individual as a whole, instead of just little parts. So I hope that answers your question. Yeah, really, it was personal.
Yeah, it was. I understand that. I too have had my personal journey with burnout, and that is why I created this show, because I'm so passionate about helping people not go through burnout. So what are some of the physical symptoms of burnout to look out for from a medical perspective?
They can be so wide because it almost could be anything. Insomnia or sleeping too much the other way. Low energy, irritable moods, tummy ache, IBS symptoms, right? Palpitations, hair loss, face feeling, skin being dull. The list goes on. Burnout is that stress overload, unmitigated stress, and stress cortisol can influence our body to create states that are that welcome disease, that welcome illness. Your burnout could then present to you as what you think is, I don't know, high blood pressure. But again, that high blood pressure didn't arrive there over time. Like, it wasn't just suddenly, oh, I got high blood pressure. It's our body's response to the environment it's in, both physical and mental.
So what are some of the questions you ask your patients when they're coming in and they're like, you know, my skin's breaking out, and you want to like really get down to the root of the problem and not just treat? Because what I love about your practice, Dr. Tomy, is you don't just put a Band-Aid on it like so many Western doctors do, and they just will put like, you know, medication on the skin or in the body, and they don't really get down to the root causes. So what are some of the questions that you ask to help people really understand what the causes of their symptom of burnout or stress?
I love that question. So I pose a question to my patients and say, look, you know, I could give you something to clean your skin, but that's putting a big Band-Aid on it. If you're okay with this, can we start digging and try find what factors are contributing to your skin? So I want to get buy-in, because by this point, if they're new to my practice, or whether coaching or at my medical practice, they're used to like, here's some skin product, here's something, go at it. Like, that's okay in the immediate term. Like right now, you got an event coming in 2 days or 2 weeks. But I like to do the basic things, like basic blood work, thorough panel. Okay, that's one. Then we talk about lifestyle, what's going on in your life, stresses, triggers. In the past, any changes in your life, right? What are you doing with your skin? So we have conversations and we start pulling pieces that might be contributing to your skin, because we don't know which one has the biggest impact until we start bringing them out and start working through healthier choices. And our skin, it's good that you mentioned skin, is like the filter. So all that stress, that those toxins that is in our lives, often reflect on our skin. Very rarely do I see someone who's extremely unhealthy with really good skin.
Mm-hmm. Those are great tips. Now, what are some of your favorite, and speaking of skin, there's a lot of women who listen to this podcast who want to look forever young.
Yes.
What are your favorite anti-aging supplements or health practices to help women and men, because there's a lot of men listening to the podcast as well. Everybody wants the latest and greatest anti-aging hacks. What are some of them that you are currently using yourself, or because you look great, or recommending to your clients, your patients?
Yeah. So I believe there is the quote unquote fountain of youth. Drum roll, water. Okay. Water. It is so basic, but so important. When your skin is hydrated, those fine lines soften and sometimes disappear, especially if you have a really good skincare routine, and you feel better, right? So water. Then, okay.
How much water? Wait, stop there. How much water should we be drinking, Dr. Tomy?
Yeah, a rule of thumb, I would say 8 to 10 glasses. Now, there are some people who have diseases that they have to limit the water intake. But most of us, at least 8 to 10 of fluids. Doesn't have to be just water. It can be, you know, there could be some apple juice, there's been ginger ale, they can be teas, but you need fluid. Okay. And we also get water through our food too. So if you're having lots of soups in your diet, that does count. Okay. Our body sees it as fluid. So that's a start. And then removing like toxins. Because I believe our body has this natural, innate ability to rejuvenate itself. And people are like, oh my goodness, really? I'm like, yes, we can. But what we put inside this temple really, really matters. Things that you can see with your eye and things that you can't see, those stressors, those negative, I call them energy vampires that suck the life from you. They will filter out in your skin and show up. Wow. So it sounds so profound, but yeah. Water. And then basic things like cleansing, well, exfoliating and cleansing your skin, helping the body gently remove that dead layer that builds up. So when you go put on your potions and lotions, they can actually get onto the skin where it's supposed to.
So do you believe in microdermabrasion? Do you believe in dry brushing? Those are all.
Yeah. So I personally do a lot of microneedling for myself and my clients, which again, similar idea, stimulates collagen, gives you that glow, which truly, truly helps. Obviously, you have to do it as prescribed. Like you have to routinely go in and do your skincare. But yeah, I believe in vitamin C serums. I believe, depending on, you know, your age, vitamin A, like retinol, I believe in those things. I believe in sunscreen. You need to protect your skin.
Absolutely.
But in my life, when I dealt with burnout, even though one of my businesses is medical aesthetics, I don't know if you knew that, but I didn't know that. Yeah. So
I'll be stopping by and getting some. If I'm ever in your area.
Exactly. So yeah, I do like injectables and all those fun things to help accent your natural beauty. And those are things I've had done myself. But what made the biggest impact in my youth, that's why I believe others have told me I look younger than I did even 6 months ago or a year ago, was the inner work and reducing, eliminating, getting rid of the negativity, those energy drainers, evaluating one's relationships, looking at your mind, looking at your mental health, looking at your mental fitness, and truly working on that. That is where the magic happens. Those other stuff, they're great. Water is great. Retinol, great. Vitamin C serums, great. But the game changer is what is beneath the, like right here, in between our ears, this mind, the attitude, mental fitness, the ability to see a challenge and quickly recognize it and turn it into an opportunity. We don't focus on the negative.
Yes, that's important. Now, you mentioned energy drainers that could possibly lead to exhaustion and burnout.
Yes.
What are some things that we could eliminate from our lives, whether it's a toxic relationship, a toxic job, I don't know, neighbors, like what are different negative thought patterns? What are some of the biggest things that we could eliminate that would help increase our anti-aging, our longevity, and prevent burnout?
Yeah. So we really have to like clean the clutter, so to speak. So the five people that are closest to you need to reevaluate. And sometimes it could be a partner or spouse. Perhaps you know deep inside that this relationship, you're holding on for the sake of staying in a relationship or holding on for what different reasons. But deep inside, you know that despite best effort, this is not serving you. It's actually tearing you down. It's draining you. Those are some of the most difficult, challenging discussions you have to have with yourself. And I've done it myself. I've had one, like I've been there where it's like, no. And then you take those steps to move away, or you acknowledge the other person has already moved away, and you let yourself free, and you'll be amazed at how much better you will feel. Friendships. You could be your friend from college or high school. If all they do is talk about how horrible the world is and how they're a victim and da 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 da, da, they're not helping you. They're going to drain you. Right? neighbors. Well, you can close the door on them. They don't, right? Workplace gossip. Do you need to be around the negative person in your office? You'd be like, oh, I got to go work on my project. Bye. Another thing I do with the workplace, I jokingly say, kill them with your kindness. I like to come inside the office when I used to have negative people around me, just smile with a big grin on my face because I knew they couldn't stand it because it was so miserable. And I will just be like, hi, how's it going? Smile and do my thing. Now, that takes a lot of extra energy to be like that.
Yeah.
And it's not someone you need to be forever, but sometimes it's for a season. So you just muster that courage until you move out, because some workplaces just aren't worth it. They're toxic. Management is toxic. The supervisors are toxic. They're toxic. It's time to figure out an exit strategy, have another job or something before you leave because you got bills, but you got to make some decisions.
Now you have your own practice, so you don't have to put up with anyone toxic. You just fire them, right?
Yeah, I definitely had the joy of firing people if I had to. It wasn't something I enjoyed, but I mean, I don't put up with toxic. I've dealt with it in the past, but I'm at the point in my life where I have very few employees and they have to have similar energies because life is too short to deal with junk. If I know my energy and I know that I shouldn't have to constantly crank it up just to make the place even somewhat comfortable.
Yeah, you want people who have high vibe and high energy too.
So important.
Do you have medical nurses or are you doing the injectables yourself?
I do all my injectables myself. Just like with my coaching, I do all my coaching myself. I know what the client and patient is getting, the help that they're getting. And with the injectables, I pride myself on being very gentle. And that's one thing people know about me. I'm gentle with that needle. So I take pride in that. So, and it's not just injectable, it's like having the conversation. It's like your hairdresser, right? Someone you've had for like years. You go to them and they know everything about you. You chat up. Same thing with my clients that get on my exam table. We catch up. And we just so happen might be softening some crow's feet or some fine lines. But really, we're talking about inner stuff. It's like adding that, the most important stuff. Like, how are you doing? What are your goals? Right? That's what we're really doing. But Exactly. They're getting injections in their face.
Well, you're very diverse. You know, if you were sitting at a dinner table with a bunch of coaches and healers who are a little bit woo-woo and positive and high vibe, or you're sitting at a dinner table with a bunch of physicians, who do you resonate with more on a soul level, on a cellular level? Who's your tribe?
Really good question. Well, it's interesting. I'm actually doing a keynote for a group of physicians soon and when this will be released. But traditionally, I would say the more the woo-woo, but not fully woo-woo. I'm kind of in between. Right. Because I don't believe like, okay, the source, this is what to do with your stress. It's like yoga and like chai latte and you drink some herbs and everything is good. And don't think about negativity, only positivity. I think that will get you down a very dangerous road. And I see a lot of that. Yeah. And I wholeheartedly disagree with it. There's this thing called reality and you have to address reality.
Absolutely. Okay? There's right? a combination.
There's a combination.
I think the other is called toxic positivity.
Yes, exactly.
You have a diagnosis and you don't want to treat it. You're just like, oh, I'm just going to affirm it away. And then 6 months later, you know,
you're gone.
You're gone. Yeah. You're not on the planet. I've seen that happen to two women that I really admire a lot, and they wouldn't get treatment. And they're just like, oh, I'm just going to pray, meditate, and affirm, and drink my green juice, and now they're gone. So
there's
definitely a need for both. I do think that the mindset work can enhance.
Huge. The treatment. Yes. Exactly. So I kind of marry them both. I take the good from both sides. And that's why I know I'm an asset and authority in this area because I have experience from both. Yeah. I have the traditional medical approach, which I've, you know, I was thinking I got into medical school almost 20 years ago. Like, wow, time has flown by, to the alternative approach and taken pieces of it, taken the essence of it without all the fluff that has been added and commercialized. right? And finding that harmony with the client. So that's what we do. That's what
yeah.
I do.
So would you consider yourself a functional medicine doctor?
In some ways, yes. I don't really have I call myself a holistic wellness strategist because because I look at your system as a whole. Like wellness is not just physical. You can be well and still have a quote unquote disease. You can have strong relationships. You can have great support. You can be good financially. You could be full of energy and have a goal and live in a healthy, safe environment. So there's many other factors that we can contribute to enhance our wellness. Because wellness is not just physical. You could be born with one leg. Like I can't remember the guy off social media. He has literally, I think he has no arms and no feet. And he is jumping in the water, swimming, doing things that I would... All my limbs, I'm not jumping in the water to go scuba diving, but he is. He is well. He is whole, despite missing arms and legs.
Yes.
Right? So it's looking at life in a different slant. And also, I really want to encourage the listeners to not buy into all the traditional wellness mantra that you hear, you know, this one about glass half full, glass empty. And I used to say that thinking, oh yeah, I'm a glass half full girl. No, 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 no. Not ideal. I want to have a pitcher, number one. Living off the abundance, the overflow. That's the pitcher. Because if your glass is half full or half empty, what happens in a recession? Hello. What happens when something major happens? Hello. But if you have a pitcher and it's flowing over and you're giving from that abundance, you're living from the abundance. Wow. Isn't that amazing? So no half-ass, half glass full, half empty. No, it's abundant. And you can have that. But it's changing. Yes, you mentioned mindset, changing the way you do things. But before you can change your mindset, you have to look at three important things. And I have this framework, which I give my clients and patients, is the three E's. The first, quickly, you have to evaluate the situation, embrace. Embrace is the first thing. You got to come to terms with your past, the present, and the future. All right? Okay. Stuff happened. You're putting it under the rug on the back burner, you'll eventually trip over it. Like, you got to acknowledge those things impacted your past and today. The question is, do you want it to impact your future? Right?
No, you don't.
You don't.
So the first step, everybody write this down.
Embrace. You got to embrace it. You got to love yourself.
Embrace the past because you can't change it anyway.
Can't change it.
And I know you talk about perfectionism. Mm-hmm. Perfectionism is beating yourself up for not doing better in the past. Mm-hmm. And that's just a total waste of energy.
A waste of energy. Right. Yeah. Embrace yourself. Embrace that inner child, that little girl that was hurt, that little boy that was hurt, whatever it is. Okay. Acknowledge the present and look towards the future while still managing expectations. Like, obviously, you feel like, okay, I want to be the billionaire tomorrow. Okay. Even Warren Buffett wasn't a billionaire tomorrow. So let's keep it real. Right. So that's embrace. The next is evaluate. So as a physician detective, I dig deep. I dissect the challenge. What are the root causes of this? Okay. What tools or skills do I need to reach this goal? What training do I need? Maybe there's people in my life that I need to come closer to or kindly, you know, back away from, right? So that's evaluation. That's going, peeling the onions. Don't just stop at the first layer. Most people just go at first layer, best. Maybe the second. Go deep.
People are scared, though, Dr. Chubby. They want to gamble. They want to have casual sex, drink, do drugs. People run.
They run
from pain. And that's causing a lot of disease in the body is they're so scared of the pain that they're masking it. But the pain stays in the body and it causes dis-ease. So we're going to get back to the third E. But what would you tell someone who was like, I don't want to feel that emotional pain. I'm scared of it. Give me an antidepressant. Give me an anti-anxiety. I don't want to feel it, Dr. Tomi. What would you tell them?
Pain is our body's protective mechanism. Pain guides us. You have to follow the pain to know what needs to be healed. Okay? When you see smoke in your house, like in the, okay, let's say in the kitchen, the smoke on a pot or there's small sparks, do you just run out and say bye? Or do you do something quick to reduce the smoke, get rid of the problem? Now, if you run because you don't like smoke, you don't like pain, okay, then fine. You just burnt your house down.
Yes.
Or do you stop, pause, provided it's safe, throw in like one of those flame retardant blankets, get the, you know, the smoke fire extinguisher, whatever it is, right? Pain. When you touch a stove, we have pain sensors for a reason. Because if we don't, there are people who are born with no pain sensors. They would literally burn their hand off before they will realize that that's what's happening. And for many of us, especially if you were raised in such a way where pain was avoided or you were sheltered from pain or discomfort, this will be very hard for you. But that's why there's trained people who can help you learn this skill.
Mm-hmm.
Pain can be empowering. The mother giving birth to her child, there's discomfort. Now, there's a few, God bless them, that said they didn't feel a thing. But last time I remember, it was not comfortable.
Yeah, I think we need to change our relationship with pain.
Yes.
Because if you think about it, when we work out, if we don't feel any pain, if we don't feel our muscles burning, our body's not changing.
Our body's not changing.
The same is true with our emotional, mental, spiritual life. Not saying that every night has to be a dark night of the soul, but sometimes we have to go through those dark nights of the soul to grow and get to the next level, like growing pains. And the people that are just running and doing all the addictive behaviors not to feel, they are not growing and evolving into the greatest person they could be.
Exactly. They're not growing. They're not evolving. And, you know, when we go to the gym, you have to tear the muscle fibers to build them.
Yes.
That's what you have to do. Otherwise, you're going to remain chicken arms, chicken legs. You're not going to build. It's life. So pain is power.
That's a good tweetable. Pain is power. Wow. Right? That's a great quote. Right? That's a Dr. Tomi original.
It is definitely original because that's the first time I've said it. Right? When you feel that pain, when you connect with something, gives power, purpose, then it drives the next E, which is energized, taking action. Until you feel the pain where enough is enough, something needs to change, you're likely not going to make a change. Mm-hmm. That is a fact. But unfortunately, in our society, people wait till the pain is out of control before they make changes. So why don't we listen to our body's gentle, this is not my original, but those little bodies whispers before it's like pounding on our door and we can't get out of our chair because we're crippled. Listen to your body's whispers. Get to know it. Silence your mind. Connect with yourself. Give it whole foods. So that's a whole new story. Give it a good environment to thrive in. Work on your mental fitness. Work on your physical fitness. Challenge yourself. Be creative. Live a life of abundance. Desire to live a life of abundance. Not because you're greedy, but because you have more to give and to bless this world if you have abundance. How many broke people help people, you know, like how many broke people can donate to whatever cause and make a big impact? Nothing.
So the third E, everyone, if you're taking notes like I am, is energize, which means
action. Take empowered action, because now you've taken the time to dissect, to evaluate the problems, peeling the layers of the onion, getting to the root causes and addressing those over time, and have accountability, because it is human nature to fall off the wagon, like the tracks, like it's normal. So having people on your team who will cheer you on, who will encourage you, who will speak the truth and not sugarcoat it, is what you need. All the greatest players, sports players in this world had coaches for a reason. When you're like, I don't have it in me to do one more push-up, to go do more drills, they're like, go out there, get up. It hurts, get up.
Yeah, you got to have a coach. And we all have blind spots. You might think,
yes,
I'm doing all the things, but I don't know why I'm not happy. I don't know why I don't have a healthy relationship. Yes. I don't know why I'm not making more money. I'm doing all the things, but you have blind spots that only a coach can really point out, because they can see you objectively, and we can't see ourselves. We can't read the label from inside the can.
Exactly. Exactly. And you can't see the back of your head unless you have a mirror. And maybe your victory, maybe that secret, like that miracle, that breakthrough is in that blind spot, but you just can't see it.
Yeah. You can't see it.
So that's the framework I use. Apply that to your life, have balance, be mindful of your energy inputs, energy outputs. Burnout is an equation. Basically, you are losing more energy than you are gaining. You're in overdraft. Okay.
Energy equation. I like
energy
that.
Equation.
We're so the energy more energy than we're taking in. So
exactly. Or yeah. Energy outputs is greater than energy inputs.
Yeah.
Basic math. So that's burnout.
So what can we do to get more energy input so that we're not on the losing side of that equation?
Okay, simple things you could do is obviously nutrition, right? Mm-hmm. It's important. Also energizing that right side of your brain. So that's the creative, laser-focused, empathetic side of your brain. Do things that elevate you, that bring you peace. Maybe you used to, I don't know, draw. Like you were an artist when you were younger, but then you got busy with college, school, life, and then lost that passion. Maybe it's grabbing a guitar. Maybe it's volunteering your time at a shelter. Maybe it's removing yourself from certain situations. Like write them down. That's part of that discovery session, right? That evaluating, that dissecting.
What is the difference between burnout and overwhelm?
Overwhelm, burnout is like catastrophic, like I'm done, empty. I got no more poops to give, you know? Mm-hmm. Overwhelm can be normal. Like you could be very healthy, very balanced, but you have 6 deadlines all due in the next 24 hours. You might feel overwhelmed. But when that happens, I remind myself, haven't I gone through worse before? Yes. Am I going to get through it? Yes. Let's do it. But I'm not burned out because my tank is full and I know this is not going to extend longer than a certain period of time. Now, if the overwhelm was every single day for 6 months straight, that would likely lead to burnout.
Right. So what are some other strategies where we feel the anxiety coming up of overwhelm? Like, oh my God, I have this deadline, and then our breath gets shallow and our shoulders tense mm-hmm. up. And what are some strategies to calm ourselves during overwhelm so that we can still be high performers?
Yeah. So breathing techniques, those deep box breathing or whatever technique you want to choose, seeing what you can delay on your plate, like put off to the side, having healthy boundaries. Maybe there's something right?
Boundaries around your time.
Boundaries is a really important one. And yes, no is a complete sentence. Like, no, thank you. I appreciate it, but no, thank you. You know, being able to say no with grace and ease and over time without guilt.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
Huge.
Right? And knowing that it's okay not to always have things quote unquote perfect, because there's no such thing as perfect.
Yes. Be messy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's so much beauty in messiness. Like people don't fall in love with someone who's always perfect. Like,
no.
It's human to have a little bit of messiness. It makes you more vulnerable, more real.
Yes, exactly. You got to have those little quirks. Right?
Yes. And the last question, I know you work with a lot of executives and doctors and lawyers and super high performers. What are some time management strategies to increase productivity without stress and burnout?
Really good question. One thing I find that's really helpful when there's a lot to do, write it down. So brain dump, put it on paper so you're not using mental energy to keep track of what needs to be done. And then you divide what's crucial that you must do right now to what really is not really a game changer and what can wait. Because it's so easy to do what's fun and easy at the expense of what really needs to happen right now and the serious consequences if you don't deal with it. Mm-hmm. Right? So you have to train yourself to get over the uncomfortable decision to do what needs to be done, even though you might not like it. Figure out what you can delegate, because not everything needs to do yourself. I used to, when I ran my practice, I used to go buy like office supplies. I'm like, why was I doing that? For what?
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't do that no more. I smartened up. But I mean, yeah. I had to learn. So having clear focus, organize your space, as in you have the resources and tools you need. Like in my office, for example, I set it up in such a way that everything I need, like 90% of it, 95%, is in my room. I don't want to be running around room to room looking for a swab, looking for this. I keep it there. I have each room is basically identical and has all the equipment I need. It saves time. I don't have to like remember, oh, where is the fetal Doppler or where is this? It's there. Having systems in place. And most importantly, you need to have this anchor or guiding light to like, why am I doing what I'm doing? Because the easier default is to like be like most people and just let life happen randomly and haphazardly. It takes courage to be a high performer. It takes courage to dare to say, I want more for my life. I'm tired of glass half empty.
Yes, it does. It takes courage to do what you're doing, to be a woman doctor and combining Western medicine, Eastern medicine, all the stuff, the mindset. You are on the cutting edge. So
thank you.
Yeah. What do you do when you doubt yourself? It's only human to doubt yourself. What kind of self-talk do you say to keep yourself lifted up?
Yeah. So I acknowledge that I'm doubting myself. Okay. I listen to that. Okay. What is it? Okay. Is there any truth to this? Is it something that I can make better? Right. It's also called self-reflection, and then have a plan, right? It'll be denial to put my head in the sand and be like, la, 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 la. You know, but maybe doubt is your body's way of saying, okay, maybe address this, maybe practice more, maybe do something, and then address it.
What's your next scary goal?
Wow, my next scary goal. Well, I want to be the Oprah Winfrey of mental health and wellness. So that's like my big goal, big audacious goal. Yeah. So like everyone knows Oprah. Everyone knows Tommy, right? So that is my goal.
I've done a lot of other
scary things, but I mean, like career-wise, but that's it.
All right. Well, you heard it here first on the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. Dr. Tommy is going to be the Oprah of health and wellness. And where can people stay in touch with you, Dr. Tommy, so we can watch you climb the ranks of influence and be the next Oprah?
Thank you. So Holistic Wellness Strategies is my website. I'm holistic with the H, wellness strategies, so lots of S's, or just Google my name. You'll see my website, and I'm all over social media, same handle for LinkedIn, which is I'm busiest on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook, Insta, Threads, whatever, social media. Maybe on TikTok, hardly there. But I mean, just Google me, holisticwellnessstrategies.com. You'll find me. I love to connect. You can book a free discovery call, and we go from there. And I also love doing speaking engagements. So that's actually where my career is shifting more and more, the being in front of a larger audience. I still do one-on-one coaching, but I'm slowly, I'm reducing that. I'm not taking on a whole lot more clients, but that's how to reach me.
Amazing. And do you do your own social media? Like, are you the one who answers your DMs?
I answer probably 50% of them.
Okay.
Some are automated, some I have an assistant, but I am very hands-on.
So you'll know if somebody...
Oh yeah, I know. I keep track of everything.
So that was you answering me when I was going back and forth with you on Instagram, right?
Yes. Yes. That was me. We were confirming for today.
We were confirming.
Uh-huh.
And I'm so glad you made it to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, everybody. Thank you for listening. If you found value in this, which I'm sure you did, go ahead and take a screenshot. Tag me and Dr. Tomi on Instagram. We will reshare and give you a shout out. If you could take 30 seconds out of your day, there's no fee for this information. The digital currency is just to kindly leave a quick 5-star review. It really helps the podcast go out in the algorithm and get seen and heard by more people. And we are so appreciative of our listeners. Thank you for another wonderful episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman, helping you go from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Thanks, everyone. Hey guys, if you're struggling with online dating and just sick and tired of swiping right, if you're just not meeting the right people, or maybe you're lonely and dreading going through another holiday season single, then I have great news. I am opening my Manifest Your Soulmate 8-week class for enrollment so you can find your life partner before the holidays. Just go to the Linktree link in the show notes to schedule your Manifest Love call to learn more, and I can't wait to learn more about how I can help you find your true love for once and for all. If I can do it, I know I can help you.